Welcome, everyone. We'll be about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Shir number 36. We're in the 16 types, and we're talking today about ESFP, Extroverted Sensing, Feeling, Judging Personality. They are the social harmonizer. They're the most caring, self-sacrificing, sociable of all types. They're outstanding hosts and hostesses. They remember people's names. They attend to each other's needs. They make sure everyone is comfortable. They may not have the NF insights, but they care very, very deeply. Their great desire as an ESFJ is to be of service to others. They're often attracted to the health professions. They must work with people in a friendly atmosphere and feel very bad when isolated from others. That's the F aspect of it. And the E aspect of it, they don't like being isolated. ESFJs could be excellent supporters of established institutions, whether at home, school, or shul. Like all Fs, they feel very hurt by indifference. Initially, they give spontaneous without any thought of reward, but eventually they'll want to be shown appreciation, as all of us do. They're concerned about their appearance. They take other people's opinion of what's right or wrong or proper very, very seriously. That's the SJ aspects that they have. They freely express their feelings, give advice about what people should or should not do. That's the J aspect of it. And including the J aspect is that they respect rules and regulations. They're loyal to their employers. They don't mind living a routine schedule life and doing routine repetitive work. As children, they're responsive and obedient. That's the J aspect of it. With the S aspects of it is that they're not interested in or excited about complex abstraction or analysis. What interests them are people and things rather than ideas and principles. That's the S aspect. Pertaining to the EF part of it is that they love socializing. They love entertainment. They freely show their emotional reactions. They're very soft-hearted. They're sentimental. They like to observe birthdays and anniversaries with special gifts and parties. But they do have that FJ pessimism. They may make others anxious because they sometimes have these gloomy, more cynical predictions about what may happen in the future. And so those things are the general concepts of what an ESFJ is about. They're very gracious and effective in dealing with others. They use their subjective feelings to bring harmony and goodwill in almost every situation they find themselves. They tune in to specific individual needs. They're very sensitive to the nuances that make a happy and wholesome life. ESFJs personify motherhood. They have a gentle, caring nature in their extroverted way, taking them beyond their own needs to serve the worlds around them. And they are, you know, an ESFJ male is sometimes a fish out of water. ESFJ female represents what femininity really is, wearing the right clothes, saying all the right words, behaving in the right way. ESFJ girls are perfect children who never get dirty, and even as adults, They're very straight, up in the narrow, and but don't think that an ESFJ has found perfection. As EJs, they could give sharp comments. They could be critical of their own behavior. They could be critical of other behaviors. They have many shoulds and should nots, and they express it very freely. They may overlook facts when they find a situation disagreeable or criticism hurtful. They may sweep problems under the rug rather than seek solutions. In an ESFJ's home that they live in is the center of their universe. It's the focus of their family life, place for entertainment, the protection against the harshness of the outside world, the womb of the family, so to speak. The ESFJ's home is generally neat and orderly. However, there's a lot of activities that take place. You know, it's hard to tell an ESFJ just relax if there's unmade beds or still a messy kitchen. Relaxation for ESFJ comes along with doing their chores and knowing that they're done. And then maybe they could relax afterwards. They schedule their relaxation. So again, they have to work on that, the spontaneity of that, but that's how it is. They like to do their important tasks for first, and then they could enjoy it. But overall, they do enjoy the fun and happiness and affirmations. But they need it sort of in a scheduled way, in an appropriate way. Parties, they're happy. They're okay with parties. But it has to be planned. The spontaneous fun is hard for them because they're J's. They want the appropriateness in their fun. So they are fun-loving, but they have that J that curves it somewhat. Their need for appropriateness drives the parenting style also. They feel children of ESFJs feel loved, and satisfied, but they're restricted sometimes with the shoulds and whats. Some of it is healthy because you need to be mechanech in a disciplined way, but sometimes they could go overboard. In relationships, they're very loyal, almost to a fault, sacrificing their needs for their spouse's needs. ESFJ children have a graciousness and care and punctuality in their life. They stick, ESFJs like teachers who stick to lesson plans and they follow the rules, and they're like that at home as well. ESFJs, in their mind, subconsciously, they believe parents should be parents. They appreciate the rules and regulations placed upon them because they are SJs. ESFJ professions lean towards serving humanity, nursing, public school teaching, rabbanus, psychology, and so on and so forth. And so what's important to know about ESFJs overall is they encourage and they lift and strengthen one another. There's a positive energy that they have. They share things with others. Doesn't mean they're saints or they're like, you know, but they like to share close bonds with people that have the same values and opinions of them. And even if they're different opinions, and they're J, so they're sort of opinionated in a certain sense, but they have a strong belief in their power of hospitality and the good manners and the sense of duty that's around them. That's the E and the F. They're generous, they're reliable, and so on and so forth. To talk about some strengths and weaknesses of the ESFJ. The strengths are that they have very, very strong practical skills. They're excellent managers of the day-to-day tasks and routine maintenance. They enjoy making sure that those that are close to them are well cared for. They have a strong sense of duty, sense of responsibility. They'll always meet their obligations. They're hardworking. They're efficient. They're loyal in the workplace and at home in their personal relationships. They're very, very loyal. Very loyal pillars of the community. Pillars to their own husbands, to their own wives. They're very sensitive. They're very warm. They are secure in stability and so on and so forth, but there's a lot of harmony with them. They're strong team players. They're good at connecting with others. Some of the ESFJ weaknesses is they often worry about their social status. They are sometimes inflexible, meaning they're unwilling to step out of their comfort zone very often. Often they can be vulnerable to criticism. They could be very defensive or hurt if someone, especially close to them, criticizes their habits or beliefs. They often are very needy, and sometimes they're too selfless. They neglect their own needs in the process, which is not really a healthy thing. ESFJs, they prize validation, a sense of belonging in their romantic relationships, husband and wife. They believe in long-term commitments, and everything about their relationship is based on satisfying mutual needs. They want to create an atmosphere of mutual respect that they have one for another. Knowing that they are loved and appreciated can have a huge effect. If you appreciate a spouse that's an ESFP, it goes a long way in helping the person's mood and self-esteem. They have a tender heart. They can easily become very hurt. They don't like conflict. They don't like criticism. Nothing's more hurtful or depressing to them than realize that their spouse does not respect their opinions or dreams. Less mature ESFJ personalities lack the inner strength to track this in a healthy way. So it's very important they are to work on it, to cultivate the trust. They are very loyal people, very warm people that want to be trusted and valued. That peace when they are involved in a secure, steady, loving relationship. And that's very important to them. In friendships as well, it's very important. They are very social ESFJs. They seek a large circle of friends, willing to spend time to maintain these relationships, loyal and warm, emotional support and encouragement. They're very committed to the tradition of friendship. They're highly sociable. They're highly energetic. They have upbeat, vibrant personalities, and they thrive in environments where it's surrounded by lots of people. They're very popular, and they're very protective. ESFJ personalities have the tendency to believe that their friends can do no wrong and stepping up to defend them, and they're very, very popular in many ways, and that's all important to know. As parents, as we said before, they show warmth, affection, dedication, they're sensitive, but they're able to establish rules and authority, and that comes from the J aspects of it. And they could use their compassion and support, which is the F, to overcome occasional miscommunications. Having children is often a culmination of ESFJ's personality life goals. They cherish every moment of it. They want to ensure that their children feel healthy and safe. They support an emotional comfort zone for them. The thing with ESFJs, what they have to be careful in relation to their children in parenting, they can be protective, which is very, very good and healthy, but they can't. They have to learn not to be overly protective, not to fill the kids' schedules so much that they're not making their own choices. When ESFJ children start to voice their own opinions and making decisions independently, they may struggle to accept that change. So they have that gift of independence. Children of ESFJ parents will always appreciate the sensitivity and warmth in which they were raised, and they will cherish that path that was done for them. In career paths, they like things that have order and structure. Monotony and routine work are not challenging for them, but they like certain structures. They like to feel productive. They like to feel useful. Careers for ESFJ, like administrators, is a natural fit because they're able to combine their dependability as an ESFJ. And they make good accountants, as an example, and they help people. They interact with people. But more help interacting with people versus only crunching numbers. So if you're an ESFJ accountant, some accountants are very quiet to themselves, calculated, softly spoken, and very direct to business. But an ESFJ is very good at accounting too, because they have the J aspect and the S. They're very grounded, but they also have that human relationship. Some people, for example, even accounting stereotypically just hears the numbers, whatever, but they make good listeners, team members, and very often, you have this with that. Where even in the structured job, they're very, very warm and very empathetic listeners. That's the F aspect of it. They shine. They thrive on social order, on harmony. They have warmth. They have social intelligence, but they like and they're comfortable with a hierarchy of roles and goals, and they expect authority to be respected. Certain rules, certain standards, and aspects like those. So to summarize, ESFJ, the bottom line is very few types are as practical and as caring as ESFJs are. They're known for their social and administrative skills. They're good at creating and maintaining a secure, stable, and friendly environment for themselves and for their loved ones. Their dedication is invaluable. However, they can easily be tripped up in areas where their kindness or practical approach may be a liability. So you have to learn how to relax and improvise and so on and so forth. And to like every personality, to develop and make a conscious effort to work on the weaker aspects of their personality, to create a healthy introversion at times, a healthy seeing beyond the surface, a healthy rationality, and a healthy open to experience new things. Bracha v'atzlacha.